My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bededa. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to get it started, but this guy's going to take it to the moon. Please welcome to the stage, the one and only. You see him right now, Will Lucas.
Yeah. It's so good to be with you guys here today. Let's make some noise for the introduction. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. Yes, my name is Will Lucas, host and brand manager for Afrotech, Black Tech, Green Money. Afrotech is the largest black tech conference and digital platform in the world. Our conference was just last month. We had 25,000 black people in Austin, all scientists, engineers, venture capitalists, founders, students who are trying to figure out their new place in this new tech world. And so I'm super excited to have this conversation with you guys here today, specifically for this reason. As much as I am a technology guy, a startup guy, and talk about companies that go to, you know, billion-dollar evaluations, there is something special to be said about AI and small business that gets overlooked too often when we have these conversations. And so today, I'm so excited to do this because I have some small businesses, so I'm hoping to learn something from my interview also. But Cliff Worley, Senior Director of Portfolio Growth Marketing at K4 Capital. Now, K4 Capital is a special venture capital firm because they specialize in impact investing, particularly looking for black people, underrepresented communities, women, and et cetera, to invest in. He supports their portfolio companies in all aspects of digital and growth marketing strategies. He received his BA from the University of California at Berkeley, MBA from W. Olin Graduate School of Business at Babson College. And after graduating from Babson, Cliff joined the Shark Group, Damon John. Y'all know Damon John, right? Shark Tank, yeah. A branding consultancy firm created by Damon John. And as chief digital officer, he set the digital strategy for Damon John and worked as a digital strategist for all of his investments.
Before Kapor Capital, he held the role of co-chief communications officer at the Kapor Center, where he managed the digital strategy to help make the technology industry and entrepreneurship more diverse, inclusive, and impactful. He is on the board of the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center, a nonprofit designed to educate, innovate, and connect aspiring and current entrepreneurs. Please welcome to the stage, Cliff Worley. Good to have you, my brother.
Thank you.
I think you are.
Mom?
Yeah, you
guys
are.
Hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And so I want to get a sense of who's in the room before I toss up my first question. So can I, if you are a small business owner, can you raise your hand? Pretty much like 90% of the room. There. If you are not a small business owner, maybe you are a career person, just raise your hand. You have a really good job. You're happy with that. if you are trying to figure it out, raise your hand. There's a couple. I'm with that too. We're all trying to figure it out. And so it's good to know who's in the room. So as we tee up this conversation, and so I wanted to have this teed off with the theme of this conference, this economic forum, which is making the case for optimism. And so often when we talk about AI, it's one of either polar opposites. Either it's going to ruin us, it's going to kill us all one day, it's going to take all of our jobs, it's going to ruin our businesses, and we're going to have to go be subservient to some robot, or it's going to be remarkable and set us up to where we don't have to do the stupid stuff anymore. So can you make a case for optimism, particularly to small businesses, with AI?
That's a great question. The good news is I'm on the optimism side. I am not scared of robots taking over, not scared of my job being lost. But when I think about AI, at the end of the day, it is supposed to make us more productive so that we can get more time to do things that we actually love, right? It might be hang with the family, hang with your spouse. Since AI launched last year, I've been able to save so much time in doing my job that I can do more, or I could decide to just hang back. And I think we're in the early stages of this, but I'll go ahead and make the claim that we may be seeing like a 3-day work week to AI, right?
Some of y'all like that. Some of y'all. What other advantages do you think in the next 10-ish years, things like the 3-day work week, continue on that track if you could?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I'd like to see happen sooner than 10 years would be in the medical industry, right, where we can solve diseases. I mean, I've seen stories where, you know, there were kids that didn't know what disease they had. They went to all these doctors, and all of a sudden AI comes in there, scans it, and identifies it on the first try. And so just think about that, you know. And the other piece of it is that, and I remember this was years ago, might have been 2014, I went to this conference when I was working with Damon, and they were talking about the future of just technology. And they were saying there was going to come this point in time where technology is just going to go super linear and just expand. And from there, it'll just go more and more and more. And so as you think about it, like the price of technology's come down, the power is going up. And so what you're seeing right now today, which is amazing with AI, it's gonna 2x by next year, it's gonna 4x by the year after that. And so like the question is, what is not possible?
So there's people in this room. Who in the room, I'm curious, has been a little skeptical about AI? Reasonably skeptical. That's, you know, 30-40% of the room right there. And so this conversation is so funny to me, because if you think about it, you've been using AI, you just don't even realize it. And so if you ever click the autocomplete on Google and you started writing a sentence and it finished it for you, you're using AI. I just want y'all to know that. McKinsey put out a study in 2020 that said Black entrepreneurs tend to pursue businesses in less lucrative sectors. We over-index on food, restaurants, retail, healthcare also. And so if you're in business in one of those sectors, you're not just going to shut it down. What do you do? Using AI, if I want to squeeze the juice out of it, I'm already in business in one of these sectors. The Small Business Administration even said this, 80% of our business are in the bottom 20% for sales revenue. 80% of the businesses we create as black people are in the bottom 20%. Barbershops, think about that. If I want to leverage AI in the business that I'm in, and I'm not making a bunch of money today, but I want to grow, what are some things I can do, low-hanging fruit, that I can implement in my daily work to help me squeeze more juice out of this?
It's a great question. So I would say the way when I think about AI is like I always think about what is my stuck point in the day, right? And when I'm doing a task, when I'm like, oh, I don't feel like writing that email, or I just don't feel like doing something, or it's just a, how many of you guys procrastinate? I definitely do, okay? So here's one way to use AI on procrastination is to really just kind of think about, what can AI do that can help you get started? So let's say, for example, you need to write a blog post for this week. You might use AI to give you the topic. You might use AI to give you the first paragraph. You might give AI to write the entire blog post. Now, I am not a writer. I went to a terrible public high school, junior high, and elementary. And
you so made something of yourself, though.
I made something of myself, but if you would give me a job to write, I'm going to go hide in a corner. But with AI, it has now turned me into the best writer I've ever been. And this is over the last year. I've always wanted to start a newsletter, and I don't even know where to start. And I remember, and this is how easy AI is that I just wrote a paragraph down, incomplete sentences, terrible punctuation, but I was like, this is what I'm trying to say. Can you make this better? It turned my one paragraph of gibberish into three paragraphs of gold, okay? I sent that email out, people were like, oh my God, this is so good. And I'm like, I know. So I would look at it as all the things that you're, that's taken up a whole lot of time. Oh, I don't feel like running social media today. I know it gives me, customers, but I just don't have the time to do it. Well, there are so many things with AI tools now that makes running social media so easy. I put out 5 videos a week, one a day, and this thing takes me seconds to create. So you have to think about AI as like, how does it give me back time to go work on other things? If you want to launch a new product, well, maybe like AI can take care of the stuff that's not moving as fast so that you can get time to work on something else. So you really need to think about like what's getting you into that stuck point and how you can use AI to get you out of that.
I want to make this super relatable. We're going to get to Q&A at the end, but I want to get this super relatable to somebody in their own. If you're an entrepreneur, raise your hand again. If you are not intentionally using AI, but keep your hand up if you're an entrepreneur and you are not intentionally using AI, keep your hand up. But if you are intentionally using it, put your hand down. So those with your hands up, you're an entrepreneur, A, and you're not intentionally using AI. Good? All right. Can you tell us what business you're in? Career consulting. So you help people figure out, what they want to do. They have some skills, a little bit of knowledge about what they like, what they don't like, and they're trying to just find their way in the world. Okay, what's your name?
Dana.
Okay, Dana is a career consultant. She is helping people figure out their path in life. She's not intentionally using AI today. How can she use AI in her business?
Plenty of ways. So like one thing that you can do is, I'm assuming with you have client calls, right? And so there's probably some information that you have on the client. So you could go to I'm taking this for example, ChatGPT, and say, I am a career coach and I have this client and I'm going to give you the client information. And my goal is to recommend, 4 different career paths. Here are the 4 I have. Give me 4 that I haven't thought of. Seconds. You have that call, she's like,
taking
or
notes.
Whoever is like, oh wow, I didn't think of that. I mean, there's been so many times I've used AI where I'm like, here's my situation, here's what I know, what am I not thinking of? And it'll do something, I'm like, man, that was good.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure,
I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was so interesting about, so if you got a phone on you, I want you to take, or have a notepad, I want you to write down ChatGPT. So if you, ChatGPT, write it down, bookmark it on your computer, because it will be your best friend. And so as we're thinking about that, I believe, and I want you to give me yours, I believe how to write prompts is going to be one of the most important skills. Because the way you just position that question, that's the skill she's going to have. The robot will do all the rest of the work. So can you talk about how can I find success? If I'm intentionally using it, what are some ways I can make sure I'm being successful with it?
Great question. So the first thing you want to do, and I'll just say like ChatGPT Basics 101 you don't even need to do crazy prompts. The better the prompt, the better your answer you're going to get. But the bare minimum you need to do is when you go to ChatGPT, you say either, and you can do it in any order, you can say, this is the goal that I'm trying to accomplish, so that they know. And then the second thing is I need you to act as blank. I need to act as a writer. I need you to act as a marketer. I need you to act as a social media manager. I need you. You need to tell AI what to be and what to act like. And once you do that, you type that in, and then it has the context, it has the task that you want to complete, and then it'll do it from there. So that's like the bare minimum. But this is the goal that I learned not too long ago, is that when you don't know what to ask ChatGPT, you can ask ChatGPT, what should I ask you? And it will give you the prompt to ask.
That's good, wasn't it? That was good. They're like, oh, I didn't know. Well, so one of the things that you said that I loved, and I want to go a level deeper on, is you can say act as if, you know, I'm an artist, or et cetera. But did you know you can also have it respond to you with the language? Like, let's say I'm a career consultant. And who's the biggest career consultant company out there? What's that? Give me the company. Any company, a big one. Robert Half. Okay, you can say, I want to write new copy for my website. Write it as if I'm Robert Half, in the style of that language, in the kind of language they use. You could say, write it as if I'm Jay-Z. And it will give you your career consultancy copy back for your website in the voice of Jay-Z. And so can you talk about, as we're going through this, because there are people in this room who was in the room, COVID actually pushed you to be an entrepreneur. COVID pushed you to go forward and with your business goals. And so there are things about being future-proof, because we think about, okay, as I'm a freelancer, I'm a creative, maybe there may be some social media marketers in the room, there may be some other freelancers. How can they be more future-proof when AI can write the copy and they don't have to write the copy anymore?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. I think the analogy I'll use is a story I heard from the CEO of OpenAI, and he said that, you know, one of his friends in Europe who's a teacher said, yo, man, all my students are using ChatGPT to write their papers. And his response was, maybe we need to stop testing them on writing papers. And so
bars.
There's going to be, and this is what I truly see, is that what's coming is that we're not, the nature of work is going to change, right? There may be a day where you send your virtual self to the meeting with other virtual people, and that thing comes back and tells you what happened in the meeting while you were just cooking. You know, so when you talk about future proofing, you know, I think you need to start, when you pay attention to AI, you need to start looking at what is the thing that is going to be automated in the future. Like, I think we'll be at a place maybe by, and I'm starting to see a little bit of it, but we'll be at a place maybe by the end of next year where you can say, I want a website built and this is what I want on it. And it'll just build a whole website for you. There's tools out there that do that now, but like to be good. Right, so if you're in the website development business, you've got to be aware of that. So you've got to figure out, okay, what is it that I'm going to pivot to in this, right? And it may be, instead of you developing, you get paid $50,000 to develop a website. Well, those days might be coming to an end. So instead, you might be doing 50 websites for $1,000. You're still making your 50 grand. So think about this as like productivity is going to go up.
You mentioned in the beginning, you talked about, you know, the AI could solve a healthcare related issue and et cetera. There are several issues that plague black owned businesses. When you think about access to capital, how to attract talent, how can I scale and grow my business without putting so much blood, sweat, and tears into this thing? What are some other ways for small businesses specifically AI can help solve some of these problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think going back to your earlier point, one of the things that, you know, I use AI for, I think I call AI as like my universal personal intern, right? And this thing is super smart, right? Like, and they say it's OpenAI or ChatGPT, it would take a human 20,000 years and 8 hours a day to have the same amount of information, right? So this thing is super intelligent, right? And so if you see something out there that's like really good copy or really good website or something that's really good, I usually will just give that as an example to ChatGPT and say, here's my business. I need something like this, right? And I don't know. I feel like it's like I'll give another example from a money standpoint. So I was throwing an event, and our sponsor backed out last minute 1 week before the event, and I had 100 people coming, and it was like $75,000, $8,000, and I was like, I need to write a really good email to potential sponsors, like, hey, I'm in a bind, right? And so I wrote the email, it was terrible. And so I put it into AI and I said, here's the situation. I really need an email that's gonna convince these people that I need this money. And so it wrote the email, and the email title was like, exciting opportunity you don't wanna miss out on. Something like that. I got $8,500 in 2 days. Those people responded like this. And so, anything that you're struggling on from a money standpoint, my thing is like, it's almost like a business coach too. Ask it, say, hey, this is my situation. I only have $3,000 for the next month and a half for marketing. What do you think I should put it towards, right? Should I save it, right? Should I not even use it? Like this thing is like super smart. And so just use it as in many ways as you can to ask it these questions that you're struggling with, right?
I want to do the same exercise I did with Dana, I think it was, two or three more times. If you are an entrepreneur, raise your hand. And if you are intentionally using AI, put your hand down. Let's pick you right there. Maroon shirt. What's your name? Yes. Monica. What business are you in? Monica is a production company and a credit repair company. You are not intentionally using AI today. What issues are you having growing your business? Let me actually give you another one. Talking about your challenges.
Challenges, I would say, when it comes with the credit repair, just finding new clients. And then when it comes with the production company, just keeping up-to-date topics on, like, writing assignments or writing assignments.
How does she solve these problems?
Okay, so for credit repair. So let's go to the best credit repair person out there, right? You go to their Instagram account. You see a video that's gone viral for them, right? There's a tool called 4play.co that will take the script that person wrote in that video, you give it your business, and it'll rewrite it in your business name, and you go record that same video. It's called 4play.co. So I've got a lot of tools, so I'm going to spit out a lot of things. But, so that's like one example of, and then I would also say maybe like, just let them know this is what I am doing to attract clients. What are the other things that I can actually do? There's a tool called getitout.io where you can scrape a competitor's website and it'll give you the profile of the person that they're actually targeting. So if you see a company that's doing well, my thing is anybody who's doing well can be imitated now. Those days are, it's game on. Just like they've been doing to us, right? But now it's, and when I talk about these AI tools, these tools are $5, $10, $15, $20. I haven't seen nothing over $50. And then tell me the production about the writing.
So I write novels, scripts, and then I'll also write like series.
Yep, got it.
And the challenge there you're having is what?
Got it. So I would just, for example, like let's just say you were making horror films and it's Halloween, right? So what I would do is I would take all of the scripts that I've written, give that to ChatGPT, right? So it knows how I write scripts. The second thing I would do is I would give it all the latest blockbuster Hollywood horror films that are out right now, grab the title of it, put that in there and say, write me the next blockbuster film in my writing that's comparable to something like this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because it's about it's two things that this AI can do. It can take what you have already been doing to learn you, to say, okay, I got it, I know you. Now tell me what the next thing is to do, which is like, okay, this is the end result of what I'm trying to be like, and I need you to come up with the concept and write the script.
So like this whole half of the room, half of them got shook, half of them got excited just now. They're like, what in the world? And then the other ones are like, I'm using that.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are running on, because this conversation could happen for 2 more hours. And so here's what I want to do. I'm going to give you, because here's one I think is super important. There's a quote I found on your website where you said, here's the tricky thing about digital marketing. Nothing stays the same for long. As soon as marketers discover a tactic that works, the clock starts ticking. Before long, that hack is saturated and it stops working. It happens to everything. And here's why I bring that up, is because a year ago, we were talking about NFTs. And the blockchain. We're still talking about the blockchain, but this stuff happened so fast. A year before that, we were talking about the metaverse. And the year before that, we were talking about, you know, something else, you know, VR. Hey, Charlene, good to see you. And so this stuff happens so fast. These are small business owners. They don't have all day, every day, to be trying to figure out the next thing and staying ahead of the curve. How do you advise them to get acclimated and keep up?
Well, first I'd say follow me on social media. Because every single day I go through, well, let's just say this. Every day there's 200 new tools developed, AI tools, every day, okay? I try to sort through those, and every week I put out the 5 best. And so I do it on social, and I have a newsletter where it's just delivered to your inbox, so they're like, let me do that hard work for you. But in terms of how do you stay relevant, what you have to recognize is that it is the wild, wild west right now, which means anything is possible. I could clone you right now. If your voice is online, I can clone you, have it look exactly like you, have it in your voice, yeah. And I can do it for $5. In probably 6 minutes. So that's the wild, wild west right now, right? And that's not gonna be here for long. But if you wanted to do something like that in your marketing, you know, you could. So, but I always give this advice, is that there are tools that are really, really good and they just disappear. Like, for example, I used to use this tool for Twitter. It was one of the best tools. Well, now the Elon CEO, he's cut off all API access. You gotta pay $10,000 a month if you want API access. That tool's gone. So it was all those people who used that tool beforehand that grew their Twitter accounts using that tool that won. And you saw what happened last week with OpenAI. You know, there was a second there where we were like, is ChatGPT gone? Because if so, I've been using that every single day. So you need to make sure that you're taking advantage of these tools. And I would say at the end of the day, like, if you're going to take one tool away, it would be ChatGPT.
If you're an entrepreneur, raise your hand. If you are intentionally using AI, put your hand down. I already got you. Let's go right here. What's your name? The right there. Yes, you, ma'am. What's your name? Onfrunka? Ulafunke. Oh, I got it. Second time. I love that. Then what's your business?
It's a financial wellness business.
Financial wellness business. And talk to me about any issues in your business that are going on right now. What are you trying to solve for? You want to promote and scale your business. How can she promote and scale this business?
So you say you're trying to narrow down the market?
Yes, narrow down so that way I'm not chasing everybody.
She wants to do more targeted marketing.
More targeted
marketing. Yeah. Got it. So you want AI. So, I mean, I guess, like, you could essentially, like, find the best, like, somebody that you want to be like out there and figure out who their target market is using AI. Well, there's like tools out there. I'm trying to think of something else. Like a tool that can scan somebody's followers and figure out what demographic is the biggest demographic. But the other piece of it is like, and I'll just give you this as just like a general marketing tip. When you're doing this kind of spray and pray and just trying to figure out who my target market is, the second someone buys, you need to go look that person up and go figure out who that is. And if you can't find them online, with AI, then pick up the phone and call them or send an email to them. Because it was one day I was running, or this period of time where I was running this business for Damon, And I was struggling with marketing. I couldn't figure it out. And so what I did was I ended up taking the email addresses of everybody that purchased, and then I ran them through this software. I can't even remember the name of it because it was so long ago, but I know it still exists. But it told me the demographics of all the people who bought, and it was black women, 40 to 45. So now I took that information and then started running my marketing to black women, 45, sales spiked. Because at the end of the day, it's about who's pulling out that credit card, right? So hopefully that's helpful.
Are there small business opportunities in the AI space? Like if I'm not building a startup, I'm not trying to go to Silicon Valley, raise millions of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'll give you an example of just something that happened recently. I created this like mini course on how to create an avatar, how to make yourself like virtual, right? This girl I went to high school with hits me up last week and she goes, "Thank you so much for that course. You know, I took your course." She's like, "But now I have a business making avatars for other people." So she took my course and developed a business out of it. And she's like, "I got somebody for $1,000 doing this, $1,000 doing this." And I'm like, "Man, you need to give me a cut of that." But you see what I mean? It's like, I think we're going to be, I think this is my like overall take on AI. I think AI is going to force each and every one of us to have our own business because it's going to be so easy.
I want to do one more. If you're an entrepreneur, raise your hand. And you are intentionally using AI, put it down. Black and white stripes. What's your name?
Sharonda.
What's your business? Young girls, 8 to 17, 10 to 17, youth development, helping them become better. What challenges are you faced with in your business? So more targeting. I don't know if you want to get
Yeah, no, it's all good. So I'm going to give like a two-part answer. So like, let's just say, for example, like you were able to get an email list of parents, right? They had signed up on your website. There's an AI tool where you can record one video once, and you can say, "Hey, hey, John and Mary, this is what I do. I'm really interested in, connecting with your child on this, and here's our story." And let's say you had 1,000 email addresses and 1,000 names. There's an AI tool that can basically read the names on the list and say it in your voice so that you don't have to record 1,000 videos, right? And the name of it, it's slipping my mind, but probably Hagen is one option. Synthesia is another option. And Tavis.io is another option.
Ask ChatGPT to spell it for you. Go to ChatGPT and they spell Synthesia this for me. It's going to give you an answer.
I think it's T-A-V-U-S. T-A-V-U-S.io, I believe so. Synthesia, don't make me spell that.
C-Y-N-T-E-S-I-A.
But here's the good news, is that this is. I do have a website that does have all of the tools that I've talked about.
Yeah, plug your stuff. So there's going to be a line to see you outside, number one. But give your website, give your social media stuff. Yeah. So people can follow along.
So if you want a website of all the tools, it's askamarketer.ai. That is over 200 tools, and I update that daily. Okay. Second thing is I have a newsletter. If you want the hottest AI tools in the news.
GPT's writing it, though, by the way.
And it's ChatGPT. It ain't me. That website is mtysk.com, marketing tools you should know, mtysk.com. And then all socials is just Physical Cliff. If you want to see the videos and kind of get a little bit of a mini demo, I release a tool every single day.
Y'all make some noise for Cliff. Make some noise.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.